Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, hour number two.
And, all right, it is the Odd Couple. My bad.
Are you there? You good?
I am here, man. I am here. You. I heard you. So what did you do? Did you do the read? No, right?
No, I didn't.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. It doesn't get much better, folks. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, hour number two of a three-hour tour with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Calvin Watkins, Dallas Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News. And Rob, former husband or ex-husband to Monique, right?
Right, absolutely.
The famous comedian and actress and all
that. I know Calvin from way back. He used to work.
Did you know him when they were married?
I don't think so. But I don't think he was married with Tour in New York, I don't think. But I know them. I know when
they
started at Newsday.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. You asked him before. We've talked about this.
I had heard it before I even talked to him. But okay. But anyway, Rob, let us start off, of course, with the NFL. And we've talked a little bit about it. We got into it with Mike Lombardi. But we haven't really gone full force on what happened last night. And what happened last night, again, you and I both expected it. You expected, you picked the Bills to win by 10. I picked them to win by 8. But I don't think very many people foresaw what we witnessed. It was 31-10.
A butt
they
whooping.
Had the late fumble. It was a butt whipping. Rob, I say this with, I feel like I'm not exaggerating at all. If they hadn't had four turnovers, let's say they had one, they score 50 points. And maybe somebody will say, well, yeah, you could always say that, of course, if they don't do this. No, they never punted. They never punted Buffalo. They went 9-for-10 on third down conversions. They got 7 yards per play. I mean, right? It was a down home butt spanking. It was a whooping. It wasn't a whipping. It was a whooping. That's what you and I got when we acted up as kids, Rob. Whoopings.
We got a whooping. Go out and pick out a switch. And it better not be a small one.
Or it's going to be worse.
It's going to be
a worse whooping. Exactly. I didn't get whipped with switches. I got whipped with belts. But, you know, that was the disco era, the 70s. Might be little
those belts were pretty big with the buckets.
Right, and studs and it was
tough. I remember having to go out to the yard to pick out a switch, and I was like, oh, let me find a small one here. And I can hear my mom.
Then you had to go back out and get another one.
And it better not be too small. It's like, oh God. Really? Do I have to do all that? Was it that? What did I do?
Commit
a crime?
Knowing you, I wouldn't say you didn't commit a crime, but knowing you deserved that.
Exactly.
I used to deserve it, you know. But anyway, as good as Buffalo was, though, there's another side to the story. And that is how bad the Rams were, Rob. And in particular, Matt Stafford.
Yeah, I
three,
think you
three
look,
picks. Yeah, one TD,
yeah,
three picks.
You know, Chris, like, he reverts sometime. We saw that in the middle of the season. You remember against some pretty good teams? And don't forget, I still think the narrative on Matt Stafford, because you remember, after they won the Super Bowl, they're ready to put him in the Hall of Fame, Chris. You remember that? Like, the people,
well,
some people, not all.
I was saying, look, if he kept it up, that – You
no,
know,
but
made
they were
a few
saying
Pro Bowls
off of
and
that.
All that.
But they were saying off of just winning.
Because as you know as well as anybody, his numbers are really good.
No,
and,
they are.
You know, people would blame it on Detroit and say he's the fastest to get to 40,000 passing yards. He'll be the fastest, most likely to get to 50,000. And then he's got a Super Bowl. And, you know, that's what people were saying, to your point.
Right. Which is was just, to me, you have to be, your own peers have never picked you to be a Pro Bowler. I mean, that's the part that they play on the field. Forget the sports writers, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, they're on the field with you. And despite they respected Calvin Johnson, right? First ballot wide receiver. Like, they respected him, but they didn't have the same respect for Matt. And I think that's the telling sign. It's not like they didn't blame the losing on Calvin Johnson, because he got in. Chris, you know how hard it is for wide receivers to get in? And on the first ballot?
Right.
No playoff wins?
Right.
Think about that. So anyway, the narrative, after last night, I was thinking to myself, had they not won the Super Bowl last year, say that pick by the San Francisco DB, you remember which dropped, Chris, and that...
Jaquaski Tart.
Yeah, I mean, is he still on the team, Rob G? Did he get cut? I know... Sometimes after a play like that, man, you can never come back to a team. Is he still there? Chris, you remember the tight end who mishandled?
Smith? Was it Jackie? He's a Hall of Famer, I think.
No. The tight end who mishandled the onside kick with Seattle and the Packers.
Brian Bostic.
Right. Yeah. Remember, he got
Brandon Bostic.
He got the Ziggy. Like, yep. he never played back for the Packers after that. So, Rob G, did you get the answer?
Yeah, I got it.
Is Tart in Philly, or is he out?
He was in Philly, and then he's been cut since then.
Mm. What?
He started the season with, or was in training camp, I guess.
He was out with the 49ers?
Yep.
See? That's how big that is. You remember he was...
Rob, Chris, it may have cost him a Super Bowl. Let's keep it real.
No, I know, but you remember he said, this is not going to define me... you know, like, I'm going to own it or whatever, but people can't overlook that. And my point is, that had he made that play and the Rams don't do what they did, which is won a Super Bowl, and Stafford turned in a game one like that, he would have been called a bum. Like this dude is a turnover machine.
What? That's actually a really good point.
Don't you, Chris? I think the narrative is that close to Stafford having a drop interception in a big spot in a big game, then having a stinker in game one, and the way people look at him would have been totally different.
No, that is, like I said, that is a great point. And we talked about that with Kevin Durant, right? If he stays in Golden State, the narrative, now granted, he's still got a great career and Hall of Fame and all that, but you know what I mean? The narrative right now about him is so much different. And you're right. It's the same thing with Matthew Stafford. Or how about if he does drop that ball, Rob? I mean, he doesn't drop the ball. And San Francisco goes on to win the Super Bowl. What are they saying about Jimmy G?
It would be right. That was such a huge play. And I'm not surprised that, and Chris, that's pretty harsh, but he's out the league.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. And the thing is, he doesn't, if he stays out of the league, he won't get a chance to redeem himself.
It's a harsh league, man. That, it really is.
It's not only going to be the defining moment of his career, sadly, but in his mind, Rob, you know, in his mind, it probably will be the defining moment because he hasn't gotten the chance and may not get the chance to go out there and, you know, make amends, so to speak. So, yeah, like you said, it's a harsh league, man.
It really is. But Stafford, you know, I know he got sacked seven times, Chris. That's the most ever. The line wasn't very good.
In the Sean McVay era.
And I don't think Sean coached a good game, Chris. If they're sacking your quarterback without blitzing, you got to make a change. You know what I mean?
They tried to run. They couldn't get the running game going either. That's how dominant Buffalo was, you know? Cam Akers had 0 yards rushing, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Three touches, zero. Now, that's not a lot. But Rob, you also saw, and I talked about this a few different, you know, on our show, I believe, and on TV, Matthew Stafford missing. You remember, he threw sparingly during training camp, and people brushed it off. Oh, he's a pro. Well, he hadn't been able to develop any chemistry with Allen Robinson, their new receiver. And Robinson is coming off his worst year, so he may be falling off. But they signed him thinking, you know, he's going to make up for Robert Woods.
Right.
We'll be all right without OBJ because we got Allen Robinson, and then when they get Van Jefferson back to go with Cooper Kupp. But last night, no chemistry whatsoever between Stafford and Allen Robinson. And it was every time they threw the ball, it was practically the Cooper Kupp.
Right. You can't just throw to one guy. I mean, no. I get it. Cooper Kupp was what, the offensive player of the year, Chris?
He
was
4th best player in the NFL.
Yeah, he had a great year.
According to some preseason polls.
And let's say this. I wanted just one last thing on Stafford. He had 14 interceptions, Chris, in his last 9 games, including the playoffs. And then he led the NFL last year in interceptions with 17.
Along with Trevor Lawrence, the season off.
You know what I mean? With 3.
Right. No, so that's 17 interceptions in his last 10 games.
Yep. That's a lot.
Well, look, it obviously isn't good. And then I don't know what is going on with the elbow. I don't know if it's just an excuse, Rob. I don't know if it's a legitimate problem. But if Matthew Stafford, because you'll know, even in Detroit, where he couldn't get them to win many games, people raved about his arm, right? Can make every throw.
That's what he has. It was his arm, right?
If he doesn't have that because of the elbow, then what is he? Is he beating you with other stuff?
No.
Thank you. So it's very possible, Rob, maybe even likely. And I'm not going to jump off of the Rams. I didn't have them winning the NFC anyway, but I'm not going to jump off them being a good team this season because of the first game. But, Rob, it's very possible. We've seen it before in various sports that they caught lightning in a bottle last year, right? Matthew Stafford, great talent, has something to prove.
Yep.
And OBJ's there, who was a critical factor for them. Von Miller, who was viewed as being on the decline.
And they already had a team that had gone to the Super Bowl a couple years earlier, right, with a lot, right, of those guys.
Right. He had, I mean, Von Miller turned back the clock in the playoffs and last night too. But you know what I mean? Like, maybe they caught lightning in a bottle, got Aaron Donald, finally got him a championship. And that's going to be it. They'll never reach that level again. It's possible. In this league, it's very possible, Rob.
No, you're right. It'll be interesting seeing going forward and where Stafford is and really about the elbow and about this team and the offensive line. They got to get that fixed. And obviously, they got to run the ball. You can't be one-dimensional in that league. Right. But it is shocking that Sean McVay didn't try. I know you tried, Chris, but quick screen, I don't know. You got to do something. They're coming for you straight up the middle, right? They're coming at you. There's no blitz from the side. There's no blitz.
Yep.
Seven sacks from the front four? That's not good.
Right, right. All right. Do you think what we saw last night was the real Matthew Stafford? All right. Are the Rams in trouble? How much trouble do you think they're in? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right. In the crates, bringing out that old school funk DJ Alex Tyshirt. Rob says this all the time, and I got to be honest, he's a little bit right. There's an inner DJ in me. You know, that silky, smooth voice DJ on your local R&B station. There's a little of that in me. That's why I'm giving credit to my man Alex Tyshirt for being in the crates. All right, we're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with more than 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. What do you think about Matthew Stafford's performance last night? Sign of things to come? Are the Rams done? Your turn to weigh in. With the
trouble in paradise. How about Mark in Sacramento, the capital of the state of California? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
I'm playing cat and mouse with Alex today. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, Jim? Alex playing games, too. He didn't play it.
I'm in the crate.
He's in the crates.
Yeah, I knew who he was. That's why I played cat and mouse with him. real quick, I think that this team has got a lot of problems. You can see it. And it wasn't the Buffalo Bills. You can just see it. They don't have any speed on the outside. They rely on Cooper Kupp. Their tight end can't catch the ball. They got holes in the offensive line. And on the other side of the ball, I've been watching Jalen Ramsey get burnt like toast, man. The last half year or so, they've been frying that dude.
Yeah.
He's aggressive, and he bites on double moves. And, man, all these teams are just running double moves on him and getting behind him.
Because they know that he'll bite. Right, I agree.
Yes, they got problems there other than Stafford. And Stafford's got a whole lot of Brett Favre in him. He's going to make great throws, and he's going to throw interceptions. That's what he does.
Well,
that's just my opinion. And
the 49ers are
good.
Remember, one of his last
picks
was a no-look pass.
Yeah, and the 49ers are a better team.
If you do the no-look, you got to complete it. Can we make that a rule?
Yes.
If you're going to throw a no-look, you better complete it, yes.
Damn you, Patrick Mahomes, you started this.
Right, you can't do that and have it go for an interception.
Right. You look like a fool.
No doubt. All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate you. How about Ken in Stockton, California? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ken?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Chris. Hey, we're talking about one game here. You want to crown the Bills and crown them. And the Rams lost the game. Did they lose their Super Bowl last night? No. Did Stafford look terrible? Yes. Am I concerned? No. They'll still win the NFC, and they didn't tip their hand if they play the Bills again in the Super Bowl. And the real question is, why was the Bills quarterback still running in the fourth quarter? Because if he would have got popped, there would have been their season done. And the Rams, they'll be all right. You want to crown the Bills? Then crown them.
I'm gonna give him credit
for sticking with his team and saying it with his chest. And we're not burying them, Rob. Are you burying them after one game?
No, I didn't say that either.
They might have some issues.
Right.
That's all we're saying.
They might. They just might. And that's all. Yeah, we're just pointing out.
It's too
that
early. Irresponsible to write them off.
You can't write people off after one game.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
But they didn't look good, and Matthew Stafford looked probably the worst of them all.
And we
Bobby
said that.
Wagner didn't do much. That's what Donald
17 agreed. Interceptions in his last 10 games, including the playoffs.
Yep.
Those are the numbers. That's not feelings, Chris. Those are facts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a Dallas Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News. Also the author of On the Clock, Behind the Scenes with the Dallas Cowboys at the NFL Draft. It's available now. We welcome in the great Calvin Watkins. Calvin, welcome.
Calvin.
How are you?
What's going on? What's going on? You guys are good?
Hey, we're great, brother. Not as good as you, because you got this new book. Congratulations.
Yes.
Mazel tov. Very nice.
I appreciate you guys. I mean, you guys have been writers before, and...
What do you mean before?
You guys are media moguls right now. You guys no longer grinding on the beat. You know,
You're right about that, brother. Thank God.
You don't have to worry about which ankle is sprained today. You know. Every writer wants to write a book, and I was blessed enough to be approached by Triumph Books to write this. So I was, it was crazy.
Well, before we get into the Cowboys this season. It sounds intriguing. Were you in the war room with them for one of the drafts? Or tell us about the book. Is it over a bunch of drafts or 1 year or what?
No, I told the 10 best draft stories. So, like, I wrote about – one of the chapters is about Roger Staubach. Like, you draft Roger Staubach, right? And you go – well, you already got Don Meredith. But you still draft Roger Staubach, and you got to wait 2 years. So we talk about why did they draft him, and Gil Brandt had a vision for him, and how Tom Landry, that year they drafted Roger, they had drafted like six quarterbacks in that draft, because back then the draft was like 18 rounds. You know, then we talk
Which
about...
Which is crazy when you think about 18, like there was enough players. 18 rounds?
I know, right?
Right?
Crazy.
Right. And there was no time limit. Like, you could just... Starts at 9 a.m.
Before you had to make a pick? There was no time limit?
No time limit.
Golly. How long did it last? 3 weeks?
It lasted like 12 hours. The Cowboys held up the draft for like 3 hours before they drafted Mel Renfro. Because Mel Renfro was like this top defensive back out of Oregon, but he had cut his wrist. Because he talked about in the book how he was married and separated from his wife. He's in college, and his wife is pregnant. And then John F. Kennedy gets killed, and he's so frustrated about what's going on in the world that he smashes a medicine cabinet, you know, and he cuts his wrist. And he went from not being a first-round pick to, like, the second-round pick. But, you know, the Cowboys held the draft up acting like his wrist was going to be amputated, because back then no one really had the medical information that they do now. But the Cowboys held the draft up thinking that, they were going to draft somebody else, and they ended up drafting Mel Renfro. So we have little insight stories like that. I wasn't in the war room, but, you know, you talk to Jerry, you talk to people who were involved, and they give you stories. And some of the stuff people already know, like why didn't they draft Johnny Manziel and stuff like that. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun just rehashing some stuff. And, like, I talked to Ed Too Tall Jones. He was, like, the first-round pick from the Cowboys that came from the HBCU. You know, they brought him in from Tennessee, and the night before, and his head coach and his brother-in-law told him, "You're not going number one." And he said, "Really? Yeah, you're not even going number one. I don't know why they even flew you to Dallas." You know, so he's just like, they're just faking you out. They end up being the first round pick, the first pick of the draft. So, so stories like that.
Sounds great.
Some insight, and those stories can be very intriguing. You figure out why things happen. Let's talk about the current Cowboys. Somehow, Chris and I are both not high on the Cowboys, but we both are picking them to upset the Bucks. We just think that they need that
and
win.
And win the division.
Yeah, and we're picking them to win the division over Philly because we don't believe in Hurts. Not yet, at least. But anyway, what are your expectations for the Cowboys? You sound like we're crazy.
Well, I got them winning 9 games.
And
I got Philly winning the division. I think Philly had a fantastic draft. They made a trade for A.J. Brown, who's a fantastic receiver. They made another trade to get the safety, So I just like Philly. I understand what you're saying about Hurts, but I think he's got some good weapons around him. Dallas has got some issues on the offensive line. They're going to start a rookie left tackle for the first time in franchise history in the opener. And, you know, I love Dak. Dak is Dak, but he doesn't have any receivers outside of CeeDee Lamb. So they got a lot of issues. And, of course, Mike McCarthy is the head coach. So I got some issues with him, even though I like him personally, but I still got some issues with how he does things on the field. But, I mean, I got him winning 9 games. And they might go 0-2 going into New York. They got Tampa and Cincinnati in the first 2 weeks.
Right, right. Well, look, Jerry's been high on Zeke and turning back the clock and him being the key of focal point of our offense. Do you think – I'm not even going to say turn the clock back year, but do you think that Zeke can have a very strong year and that he and Tony Pollard could be maybe one of the best run games in the NFL? Or is that offensive line just going to be too porous for him?
They're going to try to do a dual threat with Zeke and Tony Pollard. The line is what it is. They're going to try to pass the ball more to Tony Pollard during training camp practices. He was lining up in the slot as a slot receiver. Him and Zeke were in the backfield together, and they were throwing passes to Pollard out of the backfield. So they're going to try to change it up with those two. But as Jerry said, Zeke is the bell cow. He's going to get his 18 to 20 touches a game, and Pollard's going to get 10 to 12, and they're going to go from there.
Yeah, the only Ezekiel. I've heard some people think he's going to turn the clock back, but the numbers don't suggest that. 6 straight years of decline. Why should we believe things are going to be different, Calvin?
Yeah, I had talked with Zeke about that. It was Wednesday when he was he was complaining about the luxury suites went up at the stadium. So we were talking about that, and then I said, "What happened to the numbers last year?" And he said, if you think about it, he was off to a career high start in the first 4 weeks of the season. And he was correct when I checked the numbers. Then he hurt his knee against Carolina, and he was stubborn because they said you should wear a brace. And he didn't want to wear a brace, so he played maybe 2 to 3 weeks without the brace, and he couldn't get going. Then he puts on the brace, and he was fine. So, yeah, his numbers did go down, but I think it was more about his health. But if you look at the numbers in the first 4 or 5 weeks, his numbers are fantastic.
Right. Right. So okay, that's what people are saying. So we'll see if he can indeed turn back the clock.
Remember, we'll hold on to this tape so when he has 12, right. 12 carries for 9 yards to end the game, I want to call you back.
If
yes,
you're
sir.
Right,
we'll talk.
Calvin, and they win 9 games, I assume Mike McCarthy's gone.
Right, he'll be fired. 9 games.
Yeah, I mean, they got a tough schedule, man. But, yeah, I think, look, in order for him to keep this gig, considering all the other talented coaches that are going to be available next spring, you got to get to the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl. Now, unless something bad happens, like he loses Dak again or he loses Micah Parsons or something like that where – is out of his control, but I just can't see Jerry bringing him back. This fan base, you know, Jerry didn't really endorse McCarthy after last year, and they won the division and got to the playoffs, obviously, but they got upset by San Francisco at home, and it took Jerry almost 2 to 3 weeks before he said Mike McCarthy's coming back. So imagine what he would do if they win 9 games and get to the wild card, and that's it.
And let's revisit that postseason game, especially Dak. The offense was embarrassing. I mean, what was that? And does Dak have anything to prove? We know he's put up some lofty numbers, and the Cowboys weren't winning, and the defense was awful, and he's playing from behind, and he's put up some big numbers sometimes. But does he have anything to prove this year, Calvin?
Oh yeah, I think so. This is one of those years where you're the highest paid player in franchise history. You're the quarterback. So you got to elevate your team. You know, I always like to bring the Tom Brady example. Like when he had Randy Moss as his receiver, he never won a Super Bowl. But when he had like Wes Walker and Julian Edelman and a bunch of other guys, Brown, all those kids, he won championships, you know. And so he elevated those guys. So Dak Prescott, I'm not saying he's got to be Tom Brady, But you got to elevate your team. You got to elevate the people around you, make people better. So he's got a lot of young kids, and it's going to be a lot of pressure on him. And he has said, yes, it's up to me to help these kids. It's up to me to push them to make them better. So he's embraced it. So we'll find out on Sunday night against Tampa if he can do that.
So, Calvin, if you don't like Dallas and you do like the Eagles, who's your pick in the NFC to get to the Super Bowl?
You know, that's a good question. Last night after watching the Rams, I was like, oh, my gosh. But
right. Somebody has to go. Somebody has to go to the Super Bowl.
Right? You and everybody in NFL America watched that yesterday and were like, what was that?
But, I like Green Bay. I don't know. There's something about Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is a little angry at the world. And I think the Packers are going to do some stuff. I think, they lost Adams, and that's a big blow. But, Aaron Rodgers, he's trying to elevate his guys. He's trying to raise the standard, and I like that in Aaron Rodgers. The defense is fine. I like Green Bay.
And they run the ball, which you could control the clock, Calvin,
That's right, both of our picks, me and Rob.
We both have them going to the Super Bowl as well.
I got them losing to Buffalo. Rob's got them beating Baltimore.
I like Lamar, but I don't know about Baltimore. But I picked Buffalo in the AFC. I just think last night they made a statement. They said told everybody, forget about Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas. That was 100 years ago. We got Von Miller. And when they signed Von Miller in the offseason, that was a statement to the rest of the league that they mean business, that they're trying to win this thing. That's what the Rams did last year. Get your people and try to win the championship because it's not promised to you the next year. It's just not.
All right, that is our man Calvin Watkins, Dallas Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News.
Calvin, how can people get your book? On the clock.
They can get the book on Amazon, Amazon.com, and Triumph Books. And next week it will be at Barnes & Noble, so you can get it in person.
Great, great.
Calvin's from New York, Chris. And, Calvin, Amazon, you could get anything. Guess what I got today delivered to the house?
What'd you get?
Sabrette hot dogs, spicy brown Sabrette mustard, and red onion sauce that comes from the push carts, all delivered by Amazon. Yes.
So see Rob's got a lot of time on his hands, Colin. My God. Come on.
Rob's got too much time on his
hands. Right.
All right, buddy.
All right, Calvin. Thanks, man. Right, good job. All right.
Appreciate you both. Thank you.
Brother. All right, that's our man Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. Rob Parker's got a bone to pick with his beloved sport of baseball.
We'll find out why.
I got a bone to pick with him ordering some freaking hot dogs on Amazon. But that's neither here nor there.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob Parker, a new pitch clock in baseball is 20 seconds if a man is on base in between pitches, 15 seconds if no one's on base, and the shift is outlawed. That will start next season. You got beef.
I do, Chris. I get it. I'm a traditionalist. I didn't want all the wild cards and all the other stuff.
But you love it now.
And the DH in both leagues. I'm against some of that stuff. The one thing I do like is I don't like the shift, so I'm good with that. Chris, that doesn't mean you can't shift. You just have to keep two men on each side of the bag, right?
Right.
So
Which
I'm
I
good
think
with
makes
that.
All the sense
There's nobody
in, the
in short right field. There's yep. not three infielders over on the right side for a left-handed batter. I don't want to watch baseball where everybody's trying to bunt down the third base line or hit a right. slow roller the other way. That's not the game. I think what we got into was we took a lot of base hits away from people.
No doubt.
We took
and
the base
action.
Runners off and the action, Chris. Yep. That's yep. where I think this will help baseball. The pitch clock, I'm not sure who that's for. The only people who are interested in that are people who don't like baseball. Baseball is without time. That's what makes it so special that, Chris, one game could be 2 hours and one game could be 4 hours. It doesn't mean that I haven't watched some epic four-hour baseball games or I haven't seen some brilliant two-hour baseball games. The notion that we're going to move it along so that people can leave sooner, I don't understand that. I just... When I
it's
go to a baseball
just the,
game,
the live audience though, a lot of it's the viewing audience, and
Chris,
people. It's a different time, man. People have so many options. People are busier than ever.
Then take all the commercials out, Chris. That they're making all the money.
The commercials pay the bills.
No,
they're not taking out the commercials. They pay the bills.
Instead of a 4 minute break between innings, make it two, and no throwing around in the infield, and the pitcher comes back out and he throws three pitches instead of eight. That's where you can save time. You know, rushing a guy up there.
That makes more sense than taking out commercials. They ain't taking out commercials.
No, I know
they're not.
They have
to.
Of course
right,
not. But, Chris, you go to a game and I don't know, somebody, a batter or a pitcher takes too long or a batter doesn't get in the box, and they strike Aaron Judge out in the ninth inning of a World Series game because he didn't get in the box soon enough. Is that what you want to watch?
Strike him out?
Well, they'll call a strike
if
he's not in the box in time. Yes.
No, I mean, get your butt in the box.
What
I mean, seriously,
if he's not in the box? I'm asking you.
I would blame Aaron Judge.
Would you accept
you
that
know
as the
rules.
Ending of the...
Get your butt in the box.
That's
yeah, I would accept
it. You would accept it?
It's just like if a point guard don't get the ball up half court in 8 seconds, it's his fault. I don't say, man, it used to be 10 seconds. My gosh. You know the rules. You're a professional play by the rules. Rob, I like it because I'm serious. Some of these games are way too long, and you can say it's for people that don't like baseball. I like baseball, but a lot of guys, people have more other things to do, particularly young people, and they may not have the attention span. They're not used to the attention span to sit there and watch a game that's too long. And that's who they're trying to attract are the young viewers, because the average age of the viewers way up there in the 50-somethings. So I get what they're doing. And look, I think it's good. I mean, I think it actually adds a little, you know, the pitchers gonna have, they're not going to be able to take all day in between pitches. You know, they all have to adjust. It's not just a handful of them who have to. It's all fair. So I'm cool with it, man. I like it.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I don't have any choice, but I really don't like it. I just don't. Chris, when I go to a game, seriously, now you know I go to nothing but baseball games in the summer. I love to hang out with friends and catch up and watch a game. But my point is, after a certain point of time, if it's 3 hours, I get up and I leave and I listen to the last inning or two on the radio. I'm good with that. I don't have to see the completion of the game in person. I can listen on the radio if I want to move on or go do something else, or I have another. I'm going to meet
but
some other people.
You.
No,
you're
just
single. You go to a lot of games. What if I'm a family, you know, that can only go to a few games or maybe one game a year, and I got my kids with me? I want to see the full game. I don't want to have to leave early because
it's getting too
long.
I understand, but I just think,
you know,
that's not the way to do it. There's other ways to eliminate. And Chris, and I just laid out a couple of them with the throwing the ball around the infield.
I mean, those make sense. I'll give you those.
All that. The pitcher doesn't need 8 pitches every inning. Just give him 3 to just get his arm loose and stuff like that. I don't like it. I'm mad.
All right. Rob Park is mad with baseball. Is he going to end MLBBro.com? No, I don't think so. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.